Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Sturman, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breathing, and let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Right now, during the Lenten season, we are going to say the Apostles' Creed together each day. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today I will be reading from God's Big Picture Bible Storybook by N.T. Wright. And this page is called Jesus Goes Into the Desert. After John had baptized him, Jesus was taken by God's Spirit into the desert. Jesus was there with no food for 40 days and 40 nights. He was tired and very hungry. Then he heard a voice. It was soft and tempting. "If you are God's Son," whispered the voice, "tell these stones to become bread." Jesus shook his head. "The Bible tells us to feed on God's word," he said, "not just bread." "If you were really God's son," said the tempter, "why not throw yourself off the high tower in the temple? Angels will save you, and then everyone will see that God is looking after you." "No," replied Jesus, "the Bible says not to test God." Then the tempter showed Jesus all the wonderful kingdoms of the world. "These can all be yours," said the tempter. "I'll give them to you. All you have to do is fall down and worship me." "Get away from me," said Jesus. "The Bible says to worship the Lord your God. Serve him and him alone." After he had overcome the tempter, Jesus returned to Galilee and began to tell the people there, "Now is the time. At last God is becoming king." The word of the Lord. Today, I wonder why the tempter showed Jesus those three things specifically, and if the tempter were going to show up at my door today, what he would show me. As we finish our time together, let's say these words of blessing together. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.